Welcome to episode 244. We will talk to Eric Pasley in a little bit. We'll do the greatest artists of all time who've never won a Grammy. But I think, and Eddie's going to be in here for that one. But I think the question with that one will be, do we feel like these artists are great? And then, should they have won a Grammy? But that'll come up in a little bit. Since I want to play some new music here for you. I'm going to do the top five new music releases of this week. Number five, Brothers Osborne dropped a new song. I'm going to play it for you now. This is called All Night. There you go. That's number five. Number four, Sarah Evans has a cover album out called Copy That. Here's her cover of Come On, Eileen. Come on, Eileen. Oh, I swear. Come on, take everything. The interesting thing about this isn't that song. That song is only okay. I do like her whole project, though, that she's doing of covers. It's actually a really good project. She has some really... It's hard to copy Dexy's Midnight Runners and sound legit, not sound like a karaoke song. But I do feel like for the most part, that's a really, really great project that she's doing over there. Number three, Jason Isbell on the 400 Unit put out a new record called Reunions. It includes David Crosby on the track, What I've Done to Help. I watched the David Crosby documentary on Netflix. It's really good. If you like, you know, Crosby's still Nung, Young, Lung, and Nash. That's all of them, right, Eddie? Oh, Eddie's mic's not on for his appearance later on.
Yeah, I'm not here yet.
But that's the same David Crosby. Crosby.
Stills, Nash, Young.
Yeah. But Crosby, Stills, and Nash, that's more of my world.
Do you know all their first names?
Yeah, David Crosby.
Uh-huh.
obviously, Neil Young. Hold on. Nash.
I think I have one of them.
Kevin Nash? No, he's a wrestler.
Steve Nash.
Not basketball. He's a basketball player. What's Stills' first name?
Is it Kenny?
I don't know.
Kenny Stills?
I don't know.
And then David Nash?
There's two Davids?
Oh, I don't know. Who's the other David?
Dude, I don't know. I don't know them. I'm not acting like I know. All right. Then Beer's Better Cold at number two, the 6-song debut EP from Travis Denning. Big fan of this guy. He's really nice, really funny. He's also a good guitar player and singer. Here is the title track, Beer's Better Cold. Beer's better cold, deuce is always full, green hairs fly south for the winter. Levi's fade, it's hotter in the shade in a Georgia July than December. Yeah, touchdown. And then here's a song you might know called After a Few. But after a few drinks, that's number two. And then number one this week is Garth Brooks has a new song out called That's What Cowboys Do. But a cowboy's always got somewhere to go. Another song to sing, another day to save another rodeo. I believe the only place you can get that is on Amazon too, right?
Yep.
Because Garth doesn't put up all of his stuff. Eddie and I did a song, Raging Idiots, with Garth Brooks a few years ago, and we only could put it up. I don't think it went up anywhere digitally at the time.
No.
You just had to get it on the hard CD. Yeah, very precious with this music where it goes up streaming-wise. There you go. Those are the top five new music this week. Eddie's going to come back in a second and talk about the greatest artists of all time who've never won a Grammy. And Eric Pasley, who's written number ones, who has number ones. He has a new song out. We'll talk to him coming up next. Eric Pasley is on now. Before we started recording this, just listening to your new song. Congratulations on another one, man. Good for you.
Thank you, man. It feels good. It feels good to have a new music floating around, man.
Let me hear the song again. Here's a Heartbeat Higher from Eric Pasley. Here we go. Life finds a day, night finds a moon. I want to find me next to you. Oh, baby, baby, ooh. Taking my heartbeat higher. Taking my heartbeat. Taking my heartbeat. Taking my heartbeat. Nice. That's a hook right there.
It's crazy, man.
That's really a good hook. That taking my heartbeat, taking my heartbeat. Like,
I should have had you sung on it, man.
Yeah, well, I full honesty, Eric asked me to sing that part, but I turned it down. I was like, you should get Sarah Buxton to do it, because she could do it almost as good as I could do in that female spot.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, you know, we wrote it together. She was on it from the start, and it's the stars of a line, and she's still on it, and she's just amazing.
So you guys wrote that song together?
We did. Wrote it together a number of years ago with Zach Crowe. And she and I, and it's, it is finally here. It's out.
A number of years ago, that's always a weird thing to hear, because that song, obviously, it's a really good song. Did you shop it first? Did you just hold on to it? Why'd you wait so long? Like, I'm curious the story of this song.
We wrote it. Man, this is it's 6 years old, I think. And this is actually the second time I've recorded it. And yeah, it's finally, I have the power to put it out, being the indie kid now, and Sarah's been on it, and it's, I've just been waiting a long time for this song to come out, and glad we're finally getting to put it out.
So when you say you cut it before, did you cut it for a different project and it didn't make the album, or was it like a B track or what?
Yeah, no, it was on an album that I handed into the label, and they never put it out. And actually, I will say the guys in Florida Georgia Line heard this song and they loved it, and it didn't quite fit the project or something. But they're the only other crew in town that I was like, okay, I might let you have it. But I've been wanting to put this song out for forever, and it's here, man. The stars have aligned.
Is the video up? No, I've seen the video, but is the video up now too?
Yeah, the video's out. I believe it's out pretty soon. People.com did the premiere of it. And the video's out, and yeah, I was over in Stockholm, Sweden, on tour over there with one of my video buddies. Timothy produced it, and I was like, dude, it's like a beautiful morning in Stockholm. Let's walk around and film some cool footage for this video, and it worked out great. And we were planning on shooting more video with Sarah, and with COVID-19 and the pandemic hitting, we were like, that's not safe. Let's not get a whole crew together to film this. Actually, my little crew together to film this. But it worked out great with the studio footage, because it's literally on the record is what we sang in that video, and it's fun seeing how much fun we had and just how much joy we had making the music together.
Well, got you a new song. Are you gonna put out more songs, or is this just putting out a single and seeing what's up?
Absolutely, I'm putting out new music. I've been waiting for so long. We'll be rolling out new music throughout the summer. And yeah, the full album will be out in August.
What's happening in your life over there?
Man, just, we got hit by the tornado. The tornado came right over the house here in Nashville. So we've been, between me, excited about putting new music out and all the parts of that, working with my little team, an incredible team, our finely tuned little machine over here, getting music out. But yeah, I've been rebuilding fences, and Natalie's been being an amazing gardener, putting in trees while I'm writing songs. And I didn't mean to avoid that yesterday, but she actually busted a little blood vessel in her pretty eye putting in a giant tree yesterday. I'm like sitting here thinking, man, they could use my muscles. They should wait. But she can't, because she's just an amazing woman putting in giant trees in our backyard.
She's doing, she's doing the yard work, and you're in there writing your little funny songs.
I'm writing my funny songs, yeah. But no, it's it was actually killing me. I'm sitting there going like, I want to dig. What the crap? I probably had my muddy gloves on writing a pretty song, just dreaming of being in the backyard helping.
Well, congratulations, man. I just wanted to catch up with you, let everybody know that you're back. You got a new song out, and be looking out for some more stuff. I mean, I would ask you what else as far as like touring, but nobody knows anything at this point. So I'll just assume that at some point you're going to be back on the road.
We'll be back on the road. We've got dates lined up in August. I don't know if that'll really happen. Hopefully it will, as long as we're safe. And then I'll be back over in the UK for like a month and a half. So you should, come on over, bring the Raging Idiots, and we'll do some music over there too.
Yeah. Eric, good to talk to you, my friend. Thanks, and congratulations.
You too, buddy.
All right, bye, Eric.
All right, we're back. Eddie's here with this segment. We're talking about Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and Eddie goes during the break. We were way off on the names. For the record, I didn't know the other two, and I admitted it.
Yeah.
No. Who is, you said Kenny Stills. I think it was Kenny Stills was a football player, right?
Is he?
I think so.
He's a receiver.
Yeah, maybe for the Titans for a bit?
I think for the Texans.
Oh, that. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
It's Stephen Stills and Graham Nash.
We should have known.
Idiots.
Graham Nash, we should have known.
I'm so ashamed right now.
But, yeah, I wouldn't have known the Stills.
Yeah, and then Tom Young.
No.
Kidding, Neil.
No. The topic is the greatest artists of all time who've never won a Grammy. Ugh. Saw Billboard writing about this. And they put together a greatest of all time Billboard artists who've never won a Grammy. These are artists who make their list of 200 Billboard artists of all time. That's the criteria. And then they didn't win a Grammy. And more so, I just kind of wanted to say, in your mind, do you consider this artist great?
Okay.
Because they didn't win a Grammy. Yeah. Right? Everybody I list didn't win a Grammy. So it's just... The argument is, do you consider them to be a great artist?
And do you think a Grammy deserves the name given to a great artist always? Like,
no, I don't think you have to be the best of all time. I don't think Dan Marino had to win a Super Bowl to be one of the greatest of all time.
Correct.
I don't think you must, but it helps. It helps in the argument.
It seems for the most part it goes hand in hand.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's just like quarterbacks. For the most part, the greatest of all time have won championships.
Right.
But sometimes they're just not put around players that are helped move that along toward the goal. Are you ready?
Ready.
I'll start with Miley Cyrus, okay? Received just one Grammy nomination. It was the album where she took a wrecking ball to her old persona, the song here. It landed a 2014 nod for Best Pop Vocal Album. Cyrus is just 27, younger than any other solo artist on the list, so there's probably still time for her. Hasn't won a Grammy. Do you consider Miley Cyrus at this part? And we have different views of what great is. Mm-hmm. Do you consider her to be great?
Great? No. I don't think she's great, but I think she deserves a Grammy because she at one point was the biggest thing going on. I mean, I always gauge it like if my parents know who they are, they're pretty big.
My argument, I also agree that I don't think she's great yet. I think she's really good. Mm-hmm. And she's so different that over time, I think greatness will accumulate onto her. Because of everything that she's done. But I don't think a long period of work equals a Grammy. It's project-based.
Yeah.
It's time and project-based. The timing's got to be right. The environment's got to be right. The project's got to be.
Yeah, good point.
So I would say no, but she is the kind to make something quirky enough that, because the Grammys are a snooty award.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why people win Grammys you never heard of. Because a lot of people are like, well, who can we pick?
Right.
So... I would say she's not great yet. Very good.
Very talented.
And probably her time will come.
Yeah.
It's something. If she doesn't win a Grammy, I bet she wins an Oscar or she wins an Emmy or something because she's so good in a lot of places.
It's weird, man. When Wrecking Ball and all that and We Can't Stop, she was flying high.
But you have to think, she's also big because of Hannah Montana.
Right.
People knew her and it was a gradual.
Right.
But I'm on the same page. I don't think she's... great.
Yeah.
Because that's mostly what we're doing. We're not arguing if they should have won a Grammy.
Right.
That can be something we say, but Nickelback, the critically panned Canadian pop rock band, has received 5 Grammy nominations. So do you consider Nickelback to be great? Because I'm going to jump before you. I know you hate Nickelback, and I don't know your answer, but I'm going to get ahead of you because you hate Nickelback in a way that's not fair to Nickelback.
Okay.
I'm going to say... that they're great.
Oh my, okay.
I don't think you have to like someone for them to be great. I don't hate Nickelback. I don't think in my lifetime I've ever just turned on and felt like Nickelback. I've never just...
You've never been like, this is a good day. Let me listen to Nickelback.
I haven't. I've been like, well, it's the 73 degrees, not a care in the world. It's a Saturday.
Give me some Nickelback.
Where the frick is How You Remind Me? I need that. I've never done that.
Right.
But I do think their body of work... So many hits. They've sold so... They're great.
Yeah.
You may dislike them, but they're great in my mind. So I say Nickelback is great.
Mm. I say no. No, they're not great. They are the opposite of great. And what they should be is grateful that they got nominated for how many Grammys? 4?
5.
5.
What do you mean grateful?
That you got nominated.
They made rock albums like crazy. They did everything you need to do. They sold tickets. They sold records.
Great.
They had number ones.
They made a lot of money.
Everything. Except you just don't prefer them.
And they are Grammy nominated, which is awesome.
5 times.
Take it.
You just don't prefer them. You're letting your preference get in the way of your answers.
Not great.
Okay, I say great. The Beach Boys.
Oh, great.
The Beach Boys never won a Grammy. One of the greatest groups of all time, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But the Grammy voters weren't tuned in to what was considered contemporary pop then. Because when their sound was blowing up, it was seen as, this is not what's good for music culture. So all those snooters,
yeah,
they didn't like the Beach Boys. And this is it's probably the easiest one for both of us. Are the Beach Boys great?
Yes, great. And I do believe that if Pet Sounds, which is probably their most cool album, because it's very experimental. Brian Wilson was like just doing amazing things with that album. If that came out today, that would be one of those Grammys where everyone's like, oh, everybody loves Beach Boys. They're so cool. Because it was very cool, but ahead of its time.
I think the Beach Boys are one of the greatest groups of all time. You may think their sound is cheesy, but at the time, it was way in front. They were doing things in the studio that nobody was doing yet.
No, and that people still do today to emulate that sound.
Even like the wall of sound stuff they were doing earlier.
Yes. Nice, Bones.
It's wild they never won a Grammy, though.
Crazy.
It's wild that none of their projects hit at the right time, even later.
Yeah.
Even in the 80s when they had this humongous resurgence that it didn't come back and do something. Because there's kind of a category for everything.
Like Kokomo should have been best song.
How'd you say that title again?
Kokomo.
That's not how to say it.
No?
I thought you just stuttered, but you did say it like that. Yeah. Maybe you're right. Maybe I don't say it right when I say Kokomo.
No, I think you do.
But they're Beach Boys.
Great.
Yeah, great. Great. One of the greatest American groups of all time.
Yeah, and you know, I wish I was alive when it was the Beach Boys Beatles battle, because it was like U.S. versus, you know, the Great Britain, and that was it. Beatles were the English band, and the Beach Boys were the American band.
And don't think the Beach Boys back then were exactly the Beach Boys that you see now with the Hawaiian shirt.
No, no,
because they really weren't.
Uh-uh.
They were the surfer guys, which was kind of the skateboard punk type thing then.
Yeah. It was the rebel.
Yeah.
The rebel of America.
Don't think the old guys you see now in the flowery shirts or what they were doing then, just younger.
Yeah.
That kind of happened with Kokomo and that whole resurgence of the Beach Boys came back in the 80s. Okay, but they're great. Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction, the band's 1987 debut album, is really one of the classic rock albums, period, especially of the 80s, obviously. It wasn't even nominated for a Grammy, according to this. They have 3 Grammy nominations they got later. Guns N' Roses, I'll let you go first. Are Guns N' Roses great?
It's hard to say that metal bands from the 80s are great because it was just a lot of cheese and a lot of showbiz, you know, long hair, glitter. But Guns N' Roses was the one band that rose above everyone else. I mean, they changed music from what it sounded like. I mean, they were huge to music. In the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, it was Guns N' Roses. Yes, they are great for what they did.
Guns N' Roses, they're great.
Yeah, they're great, man.
They're probably the leader of the 80s rock.
Yeah.
And they didn't go as glam as the glam did. They didn't go all Poison. They didn't go even Def Leppard glam.
Yeah,
they did have their shirtless and tight, skinny. But I feel like they were a little more texture and a little rougher in that stage than those other bands were. They did have the long hair, absolutely.
And you mentioned before, too, Slash. Like, he was a guitarist that would, you know, record stuff for Michael Jackson. He was a great guitarist that had a very unique sound that even a lot of these 80s bands didn't have.
Guns N' Roses are great.
Great.
Yeah. Again, I don't have to like Guns N' Roses, and they're fine. A little before me, right? But they're, great. Def Leppard? They've never been nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah, that's shocking.
Def Leppard, great.
I'm not going to say great. I do love Def Leppard, but I'm not going to put them in the great category.
I'm going to go with they're just on the edge of great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they are pretty cool, man. And the drummer only has one arm, and he plays,
freaking car wreck and lost an arm, then trained himself back to play the drums with his feet and his hand.
And what I really love about Def Leppard is their producer, Mutt Lange, which that sound, that Def Leppard sound, slowly bled on to Shania Twain, which almost had the same kind of like, that same kind of sound, which is awesome. And you talk about It's a Beautiful Day. Like, sometimes when it's nice outside and I feel like jamming out, I'll put some Def Leppard on.
Def Leppard to me is, of all those 80s bands, I don't know, maybe Bon Jovi.
Oh, yeah.
If I have to, again, because I wasn't really alive and like feeling, I was alive, but I wasn't into music then. I was a little too young. but maybe Bon Jovi's at one. Bon Jovi's not on this list, by the way. But maybe Bon Jovi is my number one 80s band.
80s band.
But Def Leppard's up there.
Yeah, man.
Just because of their songs. Not because of the Def Leppard image or... But I think they have good songs. Oh, look at Mike. Is Bon Jovi on the list, Mike?
No, he's not.
Okay. Nice pull up there. But Bon Jovi, I feel like they were kind of gritty.
Yeah, I would put them in one of the greats.
Yeah, again.
Not in the list.
I think they will probably won a Grammy is why.
Yeah.
Journey, great or not?
Oof. I'm going to separate myself on this one because I don't know much about Journey other than the hits, but they do have massive, massive hits. One that is played nonstop when a bar closes
Does
every single time.
Does a single hit make you great?
I think so. If it's that big, yeah, and people are still singing it today, I'd say you're great. But again, I don't know crap about Journey.
Well, you know their lead singer left.
Yes.
And now the guy from the Philippines is their lead singer. Yes. They found on YouTube. I like Open Arms from Journey. Now I come to with open arms. I'm going to go, no, they're not great. I think they have a great song, which is Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah.
Jam. This is such a freaking jam.
This is it.
Mm. But I'm going to go, no.
No?
Mm-mm. My fun story about Journey is I was last year, 2019, finale of American Idol. I'm in the room getting makeup on, and some guy working there or something comes in the door and goes, hey man, it's great to see you. And I don't know who these people are walking through, and I'm just up where everybody gets dressed, like all the people that are part of the show, all you know, Seacrest, Luke, Katie, Lionel Richie, all the, you know, so it's like the fancy part of the building. And I was like, yeah, man, wow. Holy crap. And he goes, man, you've just been killing it. He's like, you're what radio's all about. And I'm like, thank you very much. I really appreciate that compliment. And he thought I was Ryan Seacrest, and it was the lead singer of Journey.
Steve Perry.
Perry, yeah. The original.
But you went with it. I love it.
I thought he meant me for the first 90% of it.
Did he ever find out that you weren't Seacrest?
Why not? Who Mike, cares? Were you in the room?
I was in the room.
Yeah. That story's accurate, huh?
Yeah, and then we saw him on the TV screen. We're like, oh, that was him.
We didn't even know it was him. Yeah, we just thought it was some usher or something working there.
That's funny.
Dressed up to, like, stand in the crowd. And then Ryan throws to him on the show, and we're like, that guy who came in here and thought I was Seacrest was Steve Perry. And he had to be like, that wasn't the guy I was talking to earlier.
So who was that guy that I was talking to? So dumb.
Yeah. Let's see. How about Rascal Flatts?
I don't put them in the great category.
You don't?
Mm-mm. They're damn good. But I don't put them in the great category. Maybe because even when this song came on, I wasn't really tuned into what they were doing. Now I am. I mean, I know everything they put out now, but back then I really wasn't. So I'm not living that life of knowing Rascal Flatts throughout their whole career.
Rascal Flatts never won a Grammy?
It's weird.
Wow.
Because when this came on, they were huge.
They're great. Over 20 years of a body of work, nonstop hits, pop hits. They've had multiple crossovers from Broken Road to... The car song.
Yeah.
Life is a highway. Yeah. I'm going to go great. For me, that's an easy yes because I worked in pop and country.
Yeah.
And I've seen them at the highest levels of both. I'm surprised they haven't won a country Grammy. That's surprising. They've been nominated 4 times. Yes. I'm going to go yes. That's an easy yes for me. All right. We got a few more here. Great or not? We'll go a little quicker. Foreigner.
We just play with these
guys.
We
did play with them, yeah.
I'm going to say not great.
I'm going to say not great, too. Yeah.
You're like, yeah, good guys. Not great.
They were up for Best New Artist in 1977. They've had 5 nods altogether, this article says. I Want to Know What Love Is. This is only number one hit on the Hot 100. But they have a bunch of songs. When we were going through them, they had like five or six big hits. And we were like, wow. Because we picked what they were going to sing with us, and we picked this one. Mm. Okay, Kenny Chesney.
Ooh.
Great or not great?
Great.
Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Great. This guy's been going for a long, long time, and he's been big for a long time.
Yeah, sell stadiums for a long time. He's been Entertainer of the Year 4 times by the CMA. Hasn't won a Grammy. But his live part of him, in my mind, makes him great.
Yeah.
He's known in his fan base over time. They are diehard. He makes them great.
Is that No Shoes Nation?
Mm-hmm. I think Kenny's an easy great for me.
Yeah.
You say he's great too?
Oh, yeah.
Kid Rock?
Not great. I don't know why. I only know a few songs of his. And he hasn't. I think he's kind of like slowed down on producing music.
Okay, but some of these people aren't producing music at all right now.
Right,
right.
But even like Kid Rock's biggest was probably this, right? And then Cowboy.
Yeah. Sure.
I don't see great in it.
I'm borderline because I remember when Kid Rock launched and he was this white trailer trash rapper from Detroit area.
Mm-hmm.
I was in college radio and I'd heard nothing like him. You know, and it was ba wa da ba da bang da bang. It's just like anytime I hear somebody bring a new sound out and they're able to, it makes me feel a little different because they just weren't good at a, they just weren't great at a sound that was already created. They invented their own.
Yeah. You're right. When this came out, there was nothing like
this. There's nothing. And that's hard to do.
Yeah. So where do you put him? Borderline, not great.
I'm gonna go with not on the go on the greatest of all time ranking. He's gonna be fall off just barely, but I still think there's time. I don't know, dude. Picture, he's done all formats
that's
too.
True. That's
he's
true.
Done hip hop. I'm talking myself into putting him on it.
After like 2 minutes of talking about
it. Well, just think, he did the white guy rap stuff.
Yeah.
He did the rock stuff. He did the country stuff. He did Only God Knows Why, Picture. I think he's just making it to me to be great. He had to be my age, I think, to really get it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, yeah, I've changed my mind.
All right.
I talked myself into it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Backstreet Boys. They were nominated for Best New Artist, but they've never won. On a podcast that I did with AJ McClain from this, he talks about that, how they
crazy.
Would love to have a Grammy. They great?
Crazy, yeah. I mean, they created a movement. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
They're great.
Not my favorite boy band even. Personal taste out of this. NSYNC's my favorite. Backstreet Boys were the first one.
Yeah,
they're great. Toby Keith?
Ooh, I like Toby. I
only have three more. Toby
I Keith's like Toby, though. But I'm going to say Toby's not great. Not one of the greats.
Like considered great.
Yeah, he's great. I like Toby, but he's just not considered great.
I'll agree with you. I don't think... Man, he's great.
I mean, Toby knows who he is. That's what I like about Toby.
But I don't think you put Toby in. I'm just comparing him to Chesney. Why I said Chesney was great. Chesney has been putting out hits on the regular for 25 years.
Yeah.
But I don't know that anyone was as big as Toby for a while when Toby was massive. But I'm going to go, no, he's great, but I don't think he's one of the all-time, all-genre greats.
Yeah, with you.
The Who?
The Who. Great band. Love The Who, actually. I like a lot of their music, but I can't put them up there because they're just around too much of the British invasion, and there are better bands that came out of that than them.
It's a good. You can convince me of that. I was already on the fence anyway, but you're right. You think they're derivative of some of the other British bands?
I think they'll always be in the shadow of the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, even though they're awesome. I love The Who.
I think if we were alive then, we'd probably be a better judge of it. It's like when people make their all-time basketball lists.
Yeah.
If you put Oscar Robertson or, you know, and it, you're just like, I didn't see him. I don't know.
Yeah.
And people talk about, you know, how good Wilt Chamberlain was, and you can watch all videos, but
we weren't there.
You just, it's hard. Yeah. If all things are even, I go against people I weren't able to see. I'm gonna follow you on that one. Last one, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Ooh. Ah, I think you have to put him up there, man. You have to put him up there. They were just hearing John Fogerty's voice, he was a voice of a generation. Like, that voice screams 1960s Vietnam War. Like, he's just the voice of the generation. Yeah. They're one of the greats.
This is my favorite all-time classic rock band. Like, I love CCR. So much that when I moved to Texas, people were like, you big cross-country ragweed fan?
CCR, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Cody Canada?
And I was like, who? But in the first version of The Raging Idiots, we did not this song. We did.
No, we did.
Even before you, high school. My high school.
Oh, show. Well, I think we did it too because of that. It was the nickel.
Down on the corner.
Nickel, yeah.
Down on the corner. Yeah. Out in. Yeah. Willie and the poor boys are playing.
Being a nickel. Tapping.
Yeah, that's right.
God. I think because you played it with your original band, you made us play it.
God, we sucked. Not me and you.
Did you do the cowbell? When you and the,
but then I couldn't keep rhythm and sing, so I'd lay the cowbell down. Because I didn't do both.
It's harder than you think.
Where's CCR from? Go.
Oh, gosh. Where are they from? Kansas.
No. Well, most people think they're from Louisiana. You know, born on the bayou.
No?
They're from California.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. First concert I ever went to, at a concert venue, because my first one was Diamond Rio, but the first one I ever went to, when it was like, we're going to a show, I went to, in Little Rock, I saw John Fogerty.
Oh, okay. This is post-CCR John Fogerty?
Oh, yeah, because I wasn't alive during CCR.
When did they break up? Do you know? Like
the 70s?
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't born until the 80s. So, but yeah, I saw John Fogerty, and I saw, we pull that down, Mike. It's hard for me to fill other songs. it was John Fogerty, and opening up was, see if you can name the artist.
Yeah.
Do you feel like I do?
That was the opener? Oh, yeah, I did Frampton?
Peter Frampton.
Frampton comes alive?
It was Peter Frampton and John Fogerty.
Like, wow.
I just love classic rock.
Hey, did he use the little pipe in his...
Yeah, he did. Here we go. Ma, 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 ma.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's fun. Mostly, we didn't do justice to this article because they were like, should they have got a Grammy? We were like, we just want to debate if they're great or
right.
not. But it's an interesting article. But hey, thank you very much for being a partner here on the
Yeah, dude, that was fun.
Check out Eddie's podcast. Tell everybody about your podcast.
The Sore Losers Podcast. It's a guy's guy podcast. We have me, Lunchbox, and Ray from the show. And we just talk about a lot of guy stuff. Right now, it's a sports podcast, but it's tough right now. There's not a lot of sports. So we do a little bit about sports talk, but then mostly it's like us and what we're doing in our lives.
All right.
There the guy's perspective of it.
There you have it. We'll see you guys next time. Eddie, thank you again. Follow Eddie, man. At Producer Eddie on Instagram, at Producer Eddie. Mike D's got Mike D's movie pod. Wait, what's it called?
Mike's Movie Podcast.
Movie Mike's Movie Podcast.
You'll get it.
I was very pleasantly surprised at how good the podcast is doing that I was on.
Yeah, doing pretty good.
Doing pretty good, yeah.
It's a good one.
You go back in Mike's episode history. I did one about my favorite movies, and if I thought one of the great villains was actually a good guy, you can hear that. What's your latest episode?
I'm doing the greatest movie quotes of all time.
Ooh, greatest movie quote. We should do that on the show. Don't tell us what they are.
Okay.
But we'll all pick our greatest movie quote. Into greatest or favorite?
Favorite.
Yep. Well, I'll do our favorite, and then we'll promote your podcast on the show too.
Okay.
All right, check that out. All right, Mike D's Movie Podcast. That's not what it's called. Movie Mike's Movie Podcast.
Just search Movie Mike.
All right, search Movie Mike. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next time.